yours is. Hallelujah, because can't nobody tell it like you can. I can't tell it for you. I can only tell it for me. So without delaying the service any further, we're going to turn this part into the hands of Minister Fletcher. Let's say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God today that God saved my soul from a miserable life of sin. I thank God for a mind to call on His name. I thank God that one day He filled me with His precious Holy Ghost. I thank God that when I cried out to God, Mother, God answered my prayer. And you know, God is showing me every day that He is answering prayer, because you are sitting in the seats and God is answering prayer because God is moving. I thank God how He protect me all day on the job, and He keep me closed in my right mind. When I lay down at night, a lot of times I lay down at night, I know things ain't right, but you know what? I wake up with a mind stayed on the Lord. I thank God that He says if you keep your mind stayed on Him, He'll keep you in perfect peace. I give honor to my wife. I thank God for my children. I give honor to all the ministers, the missionaries, the evangelists, the prophets, the teachers, the laymen. I thank God because, you know, the Bible said the works in the calm of God is without repentance. I thank God that God had brought you here. I'm not going to be before you long. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah to God. The book of Psalms, 116. The book of Psalms, 116:13. It says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Hallelujah, Jesus. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, and verse 21. It says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of, what's that word, everybody? Devils. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation, chapter 16. Revelation 16. Thank you, Lord. 16. Excuse me. Everybody go to... We go to the 14th chapter of Revelation, starting at verse 10. Hallelujah. Revelation 14 and 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of His indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this opportunity to call on your name. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind every carnal mind, God. Lord, I rebuke the flesh right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus against every foul spirit. Lord, take me over by the Holy Ghost. Lord, use me right now, Lord. Father, have me to speak that word with boldness, God. Lord, give me an utterance in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, loose every shackle, Lord. God, loose every chain and fetter right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I bind every foul spirit, Lord. Every spirit of hindrance, I plead the blood. I curse every mind battle, God, and I plead the blood of Jesus. I curse every foul spirit, Lord, by the power of the blood. God, loose the Holy Ghost. God, loose the ministry of angels around about this place. Lord, penetrate every mind. Lord, penetrate every soul, God. God, give me words to speak, Lord. God, I speak what you bid me to speak, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, on this week, as I begin to pray and I begin to cry out before God, I begin to say, Lord, what do you want me to preach on Sunday? I begin to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want me to speak unto this body of people? And you know, my wife, she got a tape on last week called the Generals of God. You know, and as I begin to watch these great men of God, I begin to watch them move under the anointing, under the power of God, men like A.A. Allen, who got men out of wheelchairs. I watch great men. I'm not talking about way back in the Bible days, but I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years, men like Jack Cole, who turn around and work miracles, turn around and snatch people up, turn around with back conditions, men like Miss Etta, who people prayed against her, and she prayed, and they died because God honored her prayer. You know, when I begin to watch these great men of God and these great women of God, God stirred me up. I said, God, now you know that you're not no respected person. God, what you've done for them, you also do for me. And God spoke to me. This is plain as I'm talking to you today. God said, can you drink from the cup? Can you drink from that same cup that they drink from? And that's what I'm going to preach to you this morning. Can you drink from the cup? You know what, brother? Everybody want to pray. Everybody wants to be a powerhouse. Everybody wants to prophesy. They want to raise the dead. But I want to know, can you drink from the same cup that Jesus drinks from? Can you drink from the same cup? You know what? You know why they don't want to drink from the cup? Because in this cup, ain't no friends in this little cup. You know why they don't want to drink from the cup? Because there ain't no party time in this cup. You got the Holy Ghost inside this cup. The Bible says, it says, I will drink from the cup of salvation, and I'm going to call on the Lord. When you drink from the cup, God honor your prayer. You know what? When I was laying out, I was beginning to pray. God showed me three cups. He showed me the cup of salvation. You know what, brother? In this cup of salvation, you can drink it freely. You don't have to drink it with your three-piece suit on. You don't have to drink it with your million-dollar dress. You don't have to have a fine home. You don't have to have a fine car. But in this cup of salvation, the Bible says, come and eat at the table freely. Come without money. Come without price. You can drink from the cup. All you got to do is pick it up. You know what? I believe we're in a time nowadays when preachers not only should drink it. You ever watch little kids when they're that greedy, when they're that piggish? They drink something, they take a plate, and when they finish eating it, they take their tongue and they lick it. I think you should get in this cup, and not only should you drink it, but you should lick it out. You should lick all the Holy Ghost out so God can move on you. I said, can you drink from the cup? God showed me another cup. It was the cup of devils. You know what? It was the cup of filthiness. It was a cup of abomination. A cup that people don't want to serve God. A cup that they want to live like the very devil. They want to do what they want to do. They want to be rebellious. They want to be hard-hearted. Stiff-necked. This is the cup of abomination. This is the cup of that great whore. That's right. A Babylon church. I said, can you drink from the cup? And God showed me that last cup, which was the cup of God's wrath that he was going to pour out without mixture, without indignation, without pity, without any mercy. When God pours out this cup, every whoremonger is going to be running. Every liar is going to be running. I said, can you drink from the cup? Hallelujah. The book of Mark, chapter 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The cup of God. The book of Mark, chapter 10, starting at verse 35. It says, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And the church right now is praying and travailing. They designed for God to do many things. And they said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? And they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on the left in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of that cup. Hallelujah. You should drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized within shall ye be baptized. And we read about old James. James drank from the cup that old King Herod slayed him with a sword. We read about John that got the revelation of Jesus Christ. He preached the word with such a boldness that threw him on a whole aisle all by himself. You know what? When you drink from the cup, you're going to be persecuted. Everybody's not going to like you. The Bible says, Jesus said, I didn't come to set peace, but I come to set a sword. There be five in one house, two against the other. The mother-in-law will be against the daughter-in-law. The father-in-law, he'll be against the son-in-law. The mother against the father. The brother against the sister. I want to let you know, when you drink from the cup, people are going to despise you. They're going to call you a devil. They're going to call you a fanatic. They're going to call you a freak, a Bible thumper, a holy roller. But I want to let you know, you can call me what you want, but you ain't going to call me a hypocrite. You ain't going to call me a flip-flop, because I'm going to walk right. I'm going to drink from this cup. I'm going to lick it out. I'm going to say, Lord, give me more God. I said, can you drink from the cup of God? You know, James and John, they came to Jesus and said, Lord, just grant one thing. Some of you got petitions before God. You crying out saying, Lord, God, let me heal. God, let me preach the word. God, let me sing your songs. Let me go forth, God. But you gotta realize, you gotta drink of the salvation. The only way you're gonna drink it is on your knees. You gotta pray. You better make your mind up. You gotta pray to God. You gotta read this word. You gotta seek the face of God. Can you drink from the cup? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 14. Hallelujah. I said, drink it from the cup. It's a lot of bitterness inside this cup. You know what? You know what's a bad thing, mother, when your family turn against you? When your best friends that you raised up with, that you used to run with. You know what? You want to see how good a friend they are. Stop preaching the word of God. Stop saying that you love the Lord Jesus. You will see where all your friends are. Brother, when you get up in North Memorial Hospital, die from AIDS, die from drug overdose, ain't nobody going to be there. You ain't going to have no friends that came to the club with you. Everybody that tried to give you dope. Everybody that tried to get you drunk. That old woman that tried to split you up. That old man that tried to take you away from your husband. They ain't gonna be there. You know what? You gotta drink from this cup. You know what? Christians nowadays, they don't want to drink from this cup. They say, the ways of the Lord is unequal. The ways of the Lord is too hard. The ways of the Lord, I can't do it. But you know what? You better drink it, and you better ask God to give you more. You better ask God to fill it up. You better say, Lord, let me drink it, God. And if they don't want it, I'll drink theirs also. Can you drink from the cup? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 14 and verse 32. It says, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, set ye here while I shall pray. You know what? I don't care what heartache, I don't care what tribulation you're going through. The Bible says prayer changes things. It says man must pray without ceasing. The Bible says everything by prayer and supplication. Jesus said if you pray, you won't faint. He says pray and watch. You got to pray, church. You got to pray if you want to stay. If you don't pray, you're going to fall by the wayside. If you don't pray, you're going to be lost. If you don't pray, you're going to be weak. If you don't pray, you're going to wash away. If you don't pray, you're going to be a prey for the devil. And he's going to wipe you out. You got to pray through your tribulation. Hallelujah. Jesus. And he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry, which means wait, ye here and watch. And he went forth a little space. He went forth a little and fell on the ground. And he prayed that if it were possible that the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, which means Father, all things are possible unto thee. He says, take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. You realize Jesus, one time Jesus, you know what? Jesus did not want to drink of this cup. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane. When you get a revelation on what he done for you, when you get a revelation how he died for you, Jesus looked down in this little cup and he seen, you know what he seen, brother? He seen blood in the cup. He seen his beard being pulled out of the rut. He didn't want to die. He seen his back being whipped open to must in the cup. He seen his head being whipped with a spear. He seen his head being chopped upon with a little reed. He seen people spitting in his face. Can you imagine 100 people walking by you and spitting in your face? The Bible said he was in a band of soldiers. A band is 100. And it said they spit upon him. Spit running down his face, mingled with blood in his cup. He had a 120-pound cross on his back. It wasn't no little itty-bitty cross. In this cup, he had pierced in the side. In this cup, I said he had stakes driven through his flesh. He was talked about. He was ridiculed. He was called a devil. In this cup, and you know what? He didn't want to drink it. He didn't want to drink it. But you know what? He looked in the cup. And he seen sinners in the cup. He looked in the cup. He seen every lie in the cup. He seen homosexuals in this cup. He seen lesbians in this cup. He seen whoremongers. He seen child molesters. Those that was lost. Those that didn't have no hope. Those that was backslid. Those that was falling by the wayside. Those that didn't have no strength, no peace. I said, and he said, Lord, not my will, but he said, God, let your will be done. Lord, I drink the cup. I said, can you drink from the cup? Hallelujah. Matthew 26. Hallelujah. Matthew 26. Thank you, Jesus. Can you drink from the cup? You know what? You got a price to pay. You know what? If you want to preach this word, you're going to pay a price. And let me let you know the price was already paid. It was paid on the cross. It was the blood price. If you want to walk under the power of God, if you want to preach under the anointings of God, if you want to raise the dead, heal the sick, if you want to cast out the devil, you got a price to pay. You ain't going to cast them out gossiping. You ain't going to cast them out watching TV. You ain't going to cast them out watching the sports scene. You ain't going to cast them out reading the National Enquirer. You're going to get it through praying, through fasting, through reading, through praying, through meditating on God's word. I said, you got to drink from the cup. Hallelujah. Matthew 26, 26 and 42. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 26 and 42. It says, for I was, hallelujah, that wasn't it. 26:42. Thank you, Jesus. It says that he, you realize he drank from this cup, this bitter cup. You know, I used to hear people tell me, they said, brother, when you want to preach, are you sure you want to preach this word? Are you sure you want to be holy? Are you sure you want to follow Jesus? You know what Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. But I want to let you know, when you follow Jesus, you know what, the world ain't following Jesus. I don't care how much they say Jesus. I don't care how much they say I'm a child of God. The Bible said, when you become a creature in Christ, when you become a new creature, it says all things are passed away and all things are become new. Don't tell me you're saved and you look like the devil. Don't tell me you're saved and you walk like the devil. Don't tell me you're saved and you live just like the devil. I said, can you drink from the cup? You gotta drink from this cup of salvation. You know what, you you might as well make your mind up. If you ain't drinking from the cup of God, you're gonna drink from the cup of a devil. You know what, the whole world nowadays, the Bible said the world is in darkness, the world is lost, the world is backslid, half the church is backslid. You gotta drink from the cup. You know what? Because the devil, he has you drinking from his cup. He has you smoking, sniffing, snoring, and think you're going to heaven anyway. It don't work like that. When you drink from this cup, you're going to change your lifestyle. When you drink from the cup, you're going to suffer persecution. Don't look for the world to love you. You are not part of the world. The Bible said, whosoever is a lover of the world, you are an enemy of God. You are an enemy with the Lord, and you're not going to make it in heaven. You got to drink from the cup, because when you drink from this cup, it's suffering in this cup. But you know what, if you suffer, you reign with him. If you suffer on this earth, you will be with Jesus. If you suffer persecution, you're going to live with God. The Bible says, blessed is a man that's persecuted for righteousness' sake. It says, the greater is his reward in heaven. Greater is his reward in heaven. When you were a whoremonger and you pat me on the back saying you a good old boy, something is wrong with me. When you were a liar and you can walk with me and feel comfortable, something is wrong with me. When you live in ungodly and you don't feel fear of God in my presence, something is wrong with me. Can you drink from the cup? Hallelujah. The book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. And you see here that if you're going to follow God, you're not going to be loved. You know what? Your family's going to turn against you. Your best friend is going to despise you. Sometimes husband and wife, they don't get along. You know why? Because of light. The Bible said, what fellowship is light with darkness? What fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion with Baal, with Christ? How can you serve the God and serve the devil? It don't work just like that. You got to hate one and you got to love the other. You got to despise one and you gotta draw nigh to the other. You wanna either love God, you can't be lukewarm. It's like oil and water, it don't mix. It's like light and dark, it just don't mix. It don't mix. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. You can drink from this cup. It's free. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 and verse 24. Hallelujah. Of the Jews, 5 times received our 40 stripes. Say one. This man, Paul, can you imagine he received 5 times? He was whipped on his back 40 stripes, 39 times, say one. He was whipped 195 times. Can you imagine his back? It was beat open like a leper. His back was rough. He was whipped for the gospel of Christ. 195 times just for preaching the word of God, just for living holy. Hallelujah. It says, Vince, I was beaten with a rod. You know what? The Jews didn't whip you with cattail whips, but they beat you with a steel rod. It says he was whipped with a rod by the Jews. That was the Jewish punishment for rebellion. That was the Jewish punishment for living for God. Hallelujah. It says, thank you, Jesus. I was stoned twice. Hallelujah. You know, they took Paul, he preached up the world down in Lachish. He preached, they took him and they stoned him. And you know what? After they stoned him, that wasn't good enough. They took his old body and they dragged it out of the city and left him for dead. And he was caught up in the third heavens. He saw God. He saw Jesus, said, go ahead. Let him stone you. Let him whip you. Let him call your name. Hallelujah. He said, go ahead. It's worth it, Paul. Hallelujah. It says here, I suffered shipwreck a night and a day. I have been in the deep and journeys often in piles of waters, in piles of robbers, in piles of my own countrymen. The old church, is the first one that'll crucify you. The old church is the first one that'll stone you. The church is the first one that'll bury you for Christ. Hallelujah. Of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen. Don't look and run for the world. Don't run to the world like Samson did. Don't look for the world to comfort you. Say, come here, baby. Come here, let me rub your head. Let me soothe you. Let me tell you something. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, how can a man take hot coals in his chest and not be burned? Who can play with the devil and expect him to soothe you? I said, that devil will bruise you. He'll destroy you. Hallelujah. It says, perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, and perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, and perils of the sea, and perils among false brethren, in weariness, and painfulness, and watching oft, and hunger, and thirst, and fasting often, in the cold and in nakedness. Besides those things are without that which cometh upon me daily. Paul lets you know this is a daily thing. Every day I don't know what the devil is going to do next. You know what? The devil is around the corner. Every day I'm going through hell. Every day I'm going through persecution. Every day I'm suffering. Every day it's a trial. Every day it's a trick. Every day is something new. But the Bible says, weeping and endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Don't worry about this devil. The Bible said, Satan is so he's bruised under your feet. God's going to destroy the devil. He's going to cut him off. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. One of the seven angels, which had seven veils, and talking with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And talking with me. Said, come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, and with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunken with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven hands, heads, and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Let you know, brother, you're going to drink from somebody's cup. You got to drink from God's cup. You know why? Because in the cup of God is pure. You know what the Bible said for you to think? You know what God even tells you what to think upon? He says, think upon these things that are lovely. Think upon these things that are true. Think upon these things that are honest. Things that are good report. Things that are righteous. Things that are
right, things that are lovely. You know what? When you think upon these things, you ain't got time to think about the devil. You ain't got time to think about sin. You got to drink from the cup, because when God comes back, he's going to pour out his cup, and his cup is going to be very nasty in his cup. You know what? When Jesus comes back, it ain't going to be the same thing that when he came back before. The Bible said when he came the first time, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He come to seek and to save that which did not know God. Seek and save those that was on the wayside. But when he comes back, when he comes back this time, he ain't coming back as that little weak savior. He ain't coming back, but he's coming back in his glory. He's coming back in the fullness. You know what? I said right now, for all the Christians, you know what's holding this world together nowadays? It was not Reaganomics. You know what's holding this world together nowadays? It's not the government. It's the saints of God that cry out, saying, Lord, God don't come yet. My mother, God, my brother, my wife, my husband, God, my children. You know what? If they all got down and cried out, you know what? Jesus will come right now. If they cried and said, Lord, please God, on Thy Lord, he would come right now, and you would be lost. Some of you would be damned. Some of you would go in the pit. You're going to drink from God's cup, and you know what? It's going to be too late. You ain't going to say, Lord, forgive me now. God, I repent. God, who I am, God, help me. You know what? It's going to be too late. He's going to pour out. He's going to destroy the little ones. He's going to destroy the rebellious. He's going to destroy those that love God and walk back on God. I said, come back to God right now and drink from this cup. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the blood that you shed for me, God. I thank you, Lord, how you move, God, by your power, God. God, let this word go forth, God. Lord, let it penetrate every soul. Let it penetrate every mind, God. Lord, stir, God, in the name of Jesus. God, every mind battle, God. Lord, Satan, I bind you and I plead the blood. I curse you right now. I come against every force from the abyss. I come against the gates of hell right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, right now, Lord. God, loose the people, God. Lord, let them go. In the name of Jesus, God, let them have freedom, God. Let them have life. In the name of Jesus, I come to bind that devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, God. Lord, he comes to steal the word. But I plead the blood. I command the word, Lord. God, let it put in their heart. God, let it cultivate. God, let it be like a mustard seed. Let it stir up in their souls. Let it stir up in their heart, Lord. God, help them to drink from your cup freely, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Is anybody here that's not saved would like to be saved? Now is the time. Yeah, what's coming up here, Brother Irby? Come on up here, Brother Irby. Grab the oil for me. Is anybody here that's not saved would like to be saved? It's not hard to do. You can't be saved from me. You were saved. You can't be saved for your mother, for your wife, your friend. You got to be saved for yourself. You have to take this upon yourself. Because if you get saved for someone else, you'll fall by the wayside. Now is the time. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart in the day of this provocation. Because we don't know when the time is. We don't know when our time is. I heard a testimony on this week. A young lady that I ministered to, me and my wife, and another friend, we ministered to on our job. We told this young lady, get saved. Why don't you come to God? She came to God, and she backslid. She walked away from God. And she went home, and her boyfriend that she had been living with for years cut her throat
and stabbed about 9 times. I told that testimony before because it's real. But I just found out last week the man that stabbed her, they put him in jail. Now, he had time to repent for murder. He had time to come to God. But do you know her son? They arrested him for armed robbery. And they put him up there in Simmons Prison. And he was in the same cell with the man that killed his mother. And he took a knife and he cut his throat and he killed him. So what I'm trying to tell you is you don't know where death lies. You don't know. We're not here on this earth forever. Now is the time. Now is the time to come to God. We don't know where death lies. And when you come to God, that's not it. Stay with the Lord. No matter what people do to you, no matter how they scorn you, no matter what they say about you, stay with God. Because let me tell you something. Your soul is the most precious thing you have. I don't care how many diamonds, how many homes, how much money you got laid up in the bank. Your soul is the most precious thing you got. Because let me tell you something. When everything else perishes, it's going to be you and your soul that stand before God. And you know what the Bible says? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and his soul be lost? It ain't going to profit you nothing to gain everything and to be damned. It's not going to profit you nothing to have everything in the world and be lost. Because God is already here. He done already shed his blood for you. He's already calling you. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You, sister, come up here, sister. And come up here. Hallelujah. I was praying the other night. I didn't want to tell you yesterday, but I figured I'd tell you today. I was praying the other night on Friday night, and you came before me in my prayer. And God told me to tell you that he hears your prayer. Many times you are crying out before God for strength, asking God to strengthen you because you're going through. A lot of people don't really know what you're going through because you keep a lot of things in to yourself. And you feel that it's not a lot of people's business, which it's not. But God wants to do something for you. God wants to really bless you. I feel an infirmity that you have right on your side here, right on the side. Every now and then you suffer from it, but God is healing you this moment by the power of a miracle. God says you're healed by the power of Almighty God. All you got to do is believe in God that God's going to carry you through. Sister, I see God is going to do a great work for you. I see God is going to bless you financially right now. I don't know what you're doing, but I see a business before me right now that God, the hand of God is fixing to move upon it. All God said, if you stay before him faithfully and you begin to be real for God, you know what? That's your cry. You say, Lord, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to pray God. But God says, daughter, all you got to do is stand for God and be real for God. And God's going to do a work in your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch this mind right now, Lord. God, strengthen her, God. Lord, where she's weak, God. Lord, build her up where she's thrown down, God. Lord, strength, God. Father, give her the boldness. Leave her, read it to the God, in the name of Jesus, also walk on the high seam, receive to the in the name of Jesus, God, give her the boldness, God. In the name of Jesus, leave her, somber the in the name of Jesus, God, you have your way in her life, God. Lord, use her for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen her, God. God told me to tell you right now, sister, I see a deep wound. I see a deep hurt deep down on the inside, but God is going to lick every wound. God's going to heal every hurt. I see a deep emotional scar deep down inside, but God, he's fixing to move right now. You watch and see what I tell me. God says, if you draw nigh to God, God said, he'll draw nigh to you. God wants to do a great work. You know what? I see a spirit of shame begin to come upon you. But God told me to tell you, you got the victory. You got the boldness. Just step out on faith and believe God. And God's going to bring it to pass. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, give a boldness, God. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you for it, Lord. You're so good to say. God said, yield yourself to God. You're ready to hear. In the name of Jesus, God, use some of the
what it's going to say. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Touch that brother right back there. You love it. You come on up here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, this is your day. God told me to tell you when you first walked in the door, brother, this is your day. God's going to restore such a restoration on you, brother. I see a boldness is fixing to hit you. I see the Spirit of God is fixing to move upon you, brother. Late at night in your sleep, late at night, you're going to find yourself preaching the Word of God. You're going to find such a restoration in your soul, such a stir that God is going to put within you. And I don't mean just a stir, brother, but I'm talking about some anointing to back it up, some power of God. You watch what God does. I'm going to pray for you right now, and you watch God's going to change your life. God's going to change you in such a way that people ain't even going to even know you, Holly, because God is fixing to do a mighty work in your life. I see God's going to do a work in your family life. God's going to do a work in those that are around you. God, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, Lord, give them boldness, God. Lord, put a stir in them, Lord. God, I'm charging right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh, Mother, thank you, receive me here. Woof, in the name of Jesus, God, break every yoke. Lord, on soon that it will see day. Sang the receipt of the heat. Soon that it will sound that it will so better here. Yes, so my mother, I say, you'll never so that it will see. In the name of Jesus, lay for sign to receive the heat. Look on sign that they say, your form of a high sign, your soul made of a sea, you sang of a soul. Yet, for thoughts I thought, see, see, that they see. In Jesus' name, brother, God told me to tell you, you can run, but you can't hide. God said, God called you Jonah. You just like Jonah trying to run from God, but God said, you ain't gonna hide. God said, his soul to be saved, his soul to be delivered, his soul to be set free. God want to use you, young man. God want to use you to go forth in the power of Almighty God. I see people there laying in wheelchairs that need to be delivered. I see junkies that need to be set free. I see hypocrites that need to come back to God. Hallelujah to God. God wants to do a work. God, in the name of Jesus, God, do it in his life, God. Lord, don't let him go, Lord. God, do the complete work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the high say. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Brother, now is your time. You know what you came up here for. It's not hard. All you got to do is give it to God. Give it all to God. You want to be saved? Lift your hands to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.